Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, Matt Dyson assures me that this stuff's popular on TikTok.
You better hurry up, because I need some grub and then gagging for kebabs.
Find out more and enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is the perfect time to ask you about your weekend, your bank holiday weekend, but you can only tell me the details through the use of emojis. The number is 81215. Make sure you include your name, maybe a little bit of backstory. That often helps us out, even though we do like the cryptic element of this. We're like solving the puzzle this early in the morning. And I'll get the ball rolling. As long-time listeners to this show will know, my life is riddled with text fails. I think I text too fast, my thumb is too big, I'm a lot thicker than the iPhone. I don't know which one it is, but I know it's often
you
happening.
Send before checking.
And I always send before checking.
We all do.
Famously, a few years ago, I texted my wife that I was on the bed eating Sophie.
Oh, yes.
instead of soup, which is...
You were on the soup eating Sophie.
So on the family WhatsApp group, which is a family, really close friends, over the Easter bank holiday weekend, I sent this adorable picture of my five-year-old daughter, Evie, who'd made her own Easter bonnet. She'd done it whilst on a play date with another little one of her mates, and they'd worn them into school. And I'd put... I sent a picture to the group, and underneath it said, "Happy Rasta."
Oh.
Here's Evie's homemade Rasta bonnet.
Oh, no! Easter became Rasta. Amazing. Wow.
So the R is next to the E.
Oh,
then there's the A and the S, and then you're already there. So there's just a picture of my daughter with the words "Happy Rasta" underneath. Happy Rasta, everyone. So that is my Easter weekend in emojis. Over to you guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is the tale of your bank holiday weekend told through the use of emojis. Of course it is. 81215 is the number to send those colourful little images. Sarah in Ellesmere Port has a house. So she was at home and then she got on a plane and she flew, I think, home again, according to this emoji. That's very flashy, Sarah. And then she didn't like it at home, so she got back on a plane. Then she did some washing.
Wow, it's like Taylor Swift.
Are you on tour, Sarah? Yeah. Are we inadvertently plugging your tour on our breakfast show? Then we have Erica, who was a best friend's wedding, maid of honour duties, plenty of champs. There's the bride and groom emoji, the cheers and champagne glasses, the popping corks emoji, a red dress and a bouquet of flowers.
Wow.
So that tells the tale. Ella Rain from London has got the flexing bicep. Sorry, I shouldn't do that in here. I know it alarms everyone when I suddenly get the guns out.
I had to avert my vision.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. I just must remember to be more careful. So flexing bicep emoji, chocolate bar emoji, slept, hugged the family, saw the sun was out, so I had an omelette. It's pretty much what I'm taking from that. And then it's that lovely time of the show where Matt Dyson texts into his own radio show.
Yes.
So Matt D has texted in at 8:12:15, and he's got a little hands in the air emoji, then a first place medal, then I think it's a dancing dad emoji,
right,
which makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Then it's a close up of the same person with their hand in the air.
Yeah. So it was the mystery of who was in the first dance picture. You remember that for our wedding years ago? So that guy, remember him?
Yeah.
Him, right?
Him, yeah, him.
No one knew who he was. He was watching our first dance many years ago. I'd asked all my family. They didn't know who he was. Katie didn't know who he was. This weekend, we had my mother-in-law, Christine, staying with us. She knew straight away who it was.
Who is he?
The mystery person was Linda's Dave.
Linda's Dave, of course!
His name is Linda's Dave. Like Linda's Farm.
Like Linda's Farm, yeah. We know Linda. Linda's Dave. We know Linda.
Happy Linda's Dave. Happy Linda's Dave. The fact it comes straight after Easter gets me every year.
Linda's Dave. I know, every year it comes around so quick. But Linda's Dave, we've known Linda for years. Katie knows Linda. Christine's best mate, but we've never met Dave. We only met Dave on the day of the wedding.
Right.
And neither of us have ever seen him since. So happy Linda's Dave.
Happy Linda's Dave, everybody. Forever, forevermore. Tuesday, the 2nd of April, will be Linda's Dave.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which, of course, is why we're so excited about the news that Anna bought us about some unheard Marvin Gaye tapes found in the Netherlands, a big bidding war. Well, before you bid any further, we've got an exclusive first play.
He was trying out some new things at the time, wasn't he?
I'm going to play you the other side of that tape in an hour's time. But right now, Matt, it's the social ammunition.
Yes.
What's been going on?
Well, the social ammo desk is first for pothole news, as you know. This show very key, very big on potholes at the moment. We've got the pothole princess next door, and a one-man vigilante has been goading the local council in Northamptonshire with signs mocking the state of the road to try and get some action. He's called the Daventry Banksy, right? He is... What he's doing is tying signs to lampposts, big white planks of wood, and he will write messages to the council, goading them on these signs. The
what
first
kind
one
of thing?
Says, well, the first one he released was "Welcome to Pothole City, twinned with the Grand Canyon."
Oh,
it's a very, very British sense of humour, yeah. And then there's others all over the town. They keep getting put up and taken down. There's one on a roundabout that's known as Potholy Island, and there's a sign that warns drivers to hold tight, and every time he puts them up, they take him down. And one sign he put up saying, "You can take our signs, but you can never take our freedom."
Right,
nod to Braveheart there. But no one knows who he is. He keeps doing it in cover of darkness. The whole of Daventry, the small town in Northamptonshire, has gone pothole crazy. A local baker has created a pothole pastry, which is like a donut but with cream in the top, and then there's like an Oreo cookie that's stuck in the cream, as it would be
like a
pothole.
Tire.
Yeah,
I feel like we need a team out.
Let's go for it.
Let's go and experience
People of Daventry, text in right now, 8215. Can we stay at your house?
Yeah. Try and work out who the Daventry Banksy is. And then the other story that's been massive over the weekend, I think it's quite a cynical attempt at going viral, this, to be honest, because remember the Urban Tandoor guys? An Indian restaurant in Bristol went massive because they kept
the terrible
releasing
covers.
Songs. And it's like deliberately bad singing. It's all out of sync with the video footage, and they went massively viral for doing songs. I'll just refresh your memory. One example of one of their songs:
"When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's craving vindaloo. And when I go
they
out,
led the way.
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who ordered sagaloo.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But I would walk 500.
Anyway, yeah, you get the picture.
Yeah, changed like two words.
They don't have to be many. But now that's led to loads of copycat acts, other restaurants and takeaways all over the UK releasing similar songs. And the genre, some people are calling it kebabcore, right? Because there's a kebab shop in Llangollen in Wales. A tiny little village kebab shop has gone massively viral on TikTok, but it's called Street Pizza and Kebab, right? Which either street pizza means something else in other parts of the UK, but not here. It's that they sell pizzas and kebabs, right? And they have released their own take on this. And remember, the genre is all about bad singing. Listen to how far they've gone.
"You better hurry up, because I need some grub. And then gagging for kebabs.
I'm gagging for kebabs.
You better be quick. Chuck some chips and two.
Do you want some chili sauce on top?
Squeeze till I say stop.
You want the chili sauce on top?
People love this song.
It's a touching tribute to the original artist, I think.
And so many people said to me over the weekend, it's worked. They've gone massively viral. They've got views, likes aplenty. And all they're doing is just copying the Urban Tandoor. So there you go. We're on the first page of this new genre. Kebab core. Watch out for other copycat acts. You'll be talking about them later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hello, Trouble.
Five words.
5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
However, 5 words, 5 grand was not as troublesome whilst I was off on my mini break. You guys managed to match 3 out of 5 on 2 separate occasions. Because Ben's the best. We all love Ben. Oh, look, it's the cover teacher. Yeah, we can have fun now. Yeah. He's here.
He just brings it out in us. You know?
Yeah. He wheeled out a big telly and we played 5 words on that. Yeah, yeah.
He just inspires me, Dave. Yeah. He just inspires me. So playing this morning, unfortunately, on my return, is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So Jessica is a baker. It is her day off, and she has, whilst playing along next to an oven, matched 4 out of 5 in the past. So who would you most like to get on the random player generator, Jessica?
I'd like to probably match with Matt.
Matt Dyson. Well, let's give it a spin, see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Yes, it is Scatty Matty in play.
Yes.
That's such a skill you've got there doing that.
And Matt.
He can scat and play the harmonica. What a dude. Right, Jessica.
Yes.
The time has come. Matt Dyson cannot hear anything right now, so I'm about to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Scatty Matty is most likely to give, because in about 7 minutes' time, I will be giving him the exact same 5 words. And if he just so happens to say the same thing as you, for 5 separate words, you can have £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your first word is south.
North.
Drink.
Tea.
Farm, F-A-R-M, farm.
House.
Nice.
Leads me nicely on to cozy.
Cozy time.
Oh, sorry. And finally, the word is awkward.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is.
It's always the last one to be fair. Let's see. Situation.
Awkward situation. Awkward silence, perhaps.
I see, yeah.
I was doing this. You know the sound for the awkward turtle?
No, I just thought you were trying to put me off, and I thought, that's very unprofessional, Anna. You're an award-winning broadcaster, for heaven's sake. What is it where you put your fingers into your fingers?
It's like shadow puppet.
Yeah.
And then what, you just ride it around?
Awkward turtle.
Now, this is awkward turtle, let me tell you. Glenn, you're not going to join in?
No, no, it's okay. But thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, Jessica, we've got your 5 words. Wait right there. Matt Dyson is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go.
5 words, 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
So Matt Dyson, Scatty Matty is back in the studio. Jessica, who is a baker, has previously matched 4 out of 5 whilst listening in on the main station. It is time to get down to business. It is time to wish you the best of luck, Jess. Here we go.
Thanks.
Matt Dyson.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking when I say south?
North.
Correct.
Yes.
Absolutely. Possibly the only nailed on certainty in this whole entire list of tricky words that
North
Jessica's had to
pot.
Face.
That's the only two.
Yeah. Drink.
Drink. Drink. It seems strangely hard, drink.
Mm. I'm shocked by drink.
Drink Water.
No.
Oh. No.
Tea.
Drink tea. So, yeah. Well, it's each to their own, I suppose.
Danny Drink Tea, the former Premier League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great,
wasn't it? Jessica, unfortunately, you have not won the money today. But we could still be on for a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it'd take a miracle, but...
Well, that's very true. That is very really? True, Jessica. Okay. But as long as you know that, let's move on,
well
shall
aware.
We? Okay, what have you got for farm?
Yard. Oh. Surely, no?
Come on into the farmhouse.
Farmhouse, farm shop, there's so many. It's impossible.
What have you got for cosy?
Cosy blanket... Yeah. No?
I think that's one of the hardest words I've ever had.
Cozy is
I have a cozy say. Blanket there's as well. Yeah. Yeah. I said that to old Swiss. I've got one over my lap right now.
That's what made me think of that.
Yeah, just... Cozy time, Jessica went for.
Cozy time.
Yeah, which is a haunting look into a relationship that we didn't need whilst having our breakfast. And finally, awkward.
Silence.
Situation.
Oh,
not awkward turtle.
No,
that's what Anna would have said. Yeah. Yeah, right. Have you never...
No, should we all do it? Your hand gesture at me. I don't know what's going on.
There we go.
Turtle.
I can't remember what kind of gesture it is.
I'm sure it's not that one.
No, something like that. Is this it? Am I doing it right, Anna?
Yeah, we're clipping this up. We're putting this on Twitter now, actually. You can watch the video.
We have video.
Dave's final show.
I really like that, Dave Berry. He seemed really nice, didn't he?
I'm sending this to HR, so carry on. Go for it, mate.
I do not condone this behaviour.
I'm just working on my awkward turtle hands.
What the hell is an awkward turtle? What the hell is an awkward turtle?
Give me a break.
Can anyone explain what it is?
Didn't you just do it at school?
No.
When you say, oh, that's awkward.
The Nottingham Comprehensive being there. That's why we would have been separated in class. That's why we would have been separated in class, Matt. Jessica, sorry you've not won the money. It's always lovely having you on the show. Send our love to everyone. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Nice one. Cheers, Jess. So we're going to be playing again tomorrow because Jessica has matched yet again 1 out of 5. The number to call right now, 0330 123 1215. Sorry.
Crunchy nut. The trouble is, they taste too good. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we have a whole stack of it. And after 9 a.m., with no repeat, yes, in 50 minutes' time, I will once again launch the no repeat guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice between 9 and 5. Now, the other thing we guarantee here on this breakfast show is that we like to go big. In the past, we've given away entire radio stations to our dear listeners. We formed a band made up of mum and dads who wanted one more shot at fame. I love the band of mum and dad.
Yeah. Great.
In fact, there's a very special moment from them coming up at the end of this week, let me tell you. We sent a giant birthday card signed by you, the dear listener, all over the UK. We created the world's first ever fully bespoke first dance song for a couple's wedding using their life stories channeled into AI. And, of course, who can forget, recently we invited Greg Wallace off that MasterChef to come by and judge who had made the best bespoke sauce out of Matt and I. And now we go again. And this is kind of inspired by my daughter, who is 5, and she asked me over the Easter weekend. She said, "Daddy, can kids break world records?" And I said, "Why, what are you thinking, kiddo?" And she said, "Oh, you'll see, Daddy. You'll see." Anyway, I thought, I don't know, can kids break world records? Yeah. Imagine being a child and holding a world record at something. Imagine the kudos you'd have at school, being the only person in the entire world on planet Earth that is officially the best at doing something.
Yeah. World's tallest man.
Yeah. And so we've decided this is what we're going to do for the next few weeks on The Breakfast Show. We want to find a kid, or maybe a kid alongside a parent or guardian, to smash a world record. But not any world record. A world record created by you. So Glenn's already come up with world tallest man. We'll put that in the pot, Glenn, I promise.
No, all right, thank you.
I mean, personally, I don't currently hold any world records, apart from maybe the most decorated 28-year-old in the radio and television industry. I've never attempted to break a world record. So the first step is, with your help, to devise a world record. If you're a kid that wants to create a record, then get in touch. If you're an adult that thinks, can you imagine if a kid hold the world record for that? Well, get in touch right now. It is 8-12-15. That's how you text into the studio, that number again, 8-12-15. Or you can email me your ideas and suggestions to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. That is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. We're going to find a bespoke world record created by you. Then we're going to find a child, and that child is going to break that world record, and it will be a first.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're currently devising a brand new world record. But the twist is, it's for kids. So if you're a kid listening to this right now and you want to create a world record and maybe break it, or maybe you've got a friend at school and you're like, oh, they'd be excellent at doing whatever it may be, get in touch right now, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or you can text us at 8-12-15. It's, of course, free to text. If you're an adult and you think maybe your kid or your niece or your nephew or someone would be really good at doing a certain thing, we'll also get in touch. The details are, of course, the same. Matt Dyson, you're a parent of three children.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking cartwheels.
You're always thinking cartwheels.
My two daughters constantly spend their whole life attempting and failing to do cartwheels.
Break it to them gently,
they now
Matt.
Call it a round-off. So when you can't do it properly, it's called a round-off.
Is it like
when you do a sort of cartwheel.
Is it that kind of thing?
And then you just land on your feet without doing the wheelie bit.
Yeah.
But I imagine someone just doing like cartwheels round and round the square outside where we are, just doing loads of cartwheels. Or just going a long distance.
That would look
only
good.
Cartwheeling. It would look amazing.
Have you like given up when it comes to cartwheels on Bess and Maggie? Are you focusing on Ted now? Like, no, he's the Olympic champion. Yeah. We tried with these two.
No, he's not going to learn anything from his siblings. So
right,
no,
okay.
I think we've given up.
So, what is it? Let's devise a world record together. Let's find a kid to break that world record, shall we?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. So if you're just joining us, my daughter, who is 5 years old, asked me, Dad, can kids break world records? And I don't know. I don't know. So I did what any decent parent would do, and I called the Guinness Book of World Records, and they said, yes, they can. I looked at the list of world records they had to offer, and they were fine. They were absolutely fine, but they weren't your brains out there good, you know? You're the stuff we need. Mm. You're the magic ingredient when we go on these stories. Yeah. So we are, at some point over the coming weeks, going to find the golden child. And that child will be given the opportunity to break a world record created by you. The number is 8-12-15, or you can email me if you're busy right now. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. My inbox is always open and wanting. Kicking us off, though, Jay from Hastings says, Dave, team, good morning. Not a suggestion, just a wonderful little factoid about legendary gangly footballer Colton Palmer, who as a child held a world record for endurance skipping.
Wow.
I suppose this is another interesting part. If you broke a record, a Guinness Book of World Records record when you were a child, you also get in touch, 8-12-15, because we can use you as a kind of mentor for the golden child we go on to find. What about the world's longest hopscotch? Oh. Tim, that's a lot of kids. I don't know if I can handle it.
We need a lot of chalk as well. To
A lot of kids and a lot of chalk. Hi, Dave. My three-year-old already holds the record for how many times you can say, where's mummy, in a single day. That's from Jade in Liverpool. That's cute. Record for the fastest morning routine. Wash your face, brush your teeth, put your school uniform on, all against the clock and then get out.
Nice.
That'll be the dream. And Gwen, I quite like this from Gwen. She says, hi, Dave. My two-year-old great-nephew is obsessed with golf. How about either the furthest drive by a two-year-old? You mean a golfing one, not in a car? Or the most holes in one in 10 minutes on one of those putting games.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know. Do keep them coming. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Or email me, david@absoluteradio.co.uk. We're going to be looking at this. I'm so excited about it over the coming weeks. Up next, though, well, we can't embark on a brand new week together without asking you, is it weird that I'm...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Yesterday, we were rested for the bank holiday Monday, so we've kind of had to bump this down a day, because usually it's on a Monday that I'm asking where my freaks are at. But right now, on a Tuesday, which is weird in itself, I'm asking you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... Morning, Dave. Is it weird that I put pork pie in a tomato soup from Neil in Doncaster?
Oh, what a great idea.
Matt likes it.
Yeah. I think it's another good soup hack. We've had quite a few.
What's just one massive crouton?
I presume he cuts it up into little chunks and then just, yes.
You know what they say about
top.
Presume?
Yeah.
But when it comes to Neil in Doncaster.
You make a prez out of you and me.
Yeah. It's the best soup hack since the guy who was double bagging, remember, with cup of soup.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of croutons in that.
Yeah.
But when you get to the pork pie jelly in the soup. I mean, do you want to...
Unusual texture to come across.
I'm going to go, it is weird. I think I'm going to go with weird. Okay. It is weird. Anna, what do you think? Is it weird?
I'm up for trying it.
But that doesn't
mean it's not weird.
No. Now, this one is definitely weird. Fiona in Glasgow says, Dave, is it weird that I have to count the number of letters in people's names? And if it's an uneven number... I won't speak to them.
Harsh rule
so
to live your
David
life.
Berry, I'm a 10, so, you know, you're fine with me.
Have you ever... Well, it depends. You see, if you shorten your name, surely you can
use my stage name, Dave.
Yeah. Shorten your name, then you can fit in, then you can talk to them. But otherwise you can't.
Is it weird that I've been up since 4 a.m. excited to travel to Kirkby to dog sit for a week? I've had a suitcase packed in the hallway by the door. Didn't you know a song about that? And everything. That's from Lee in Southport. She also adds, the dog weighs more than I do. How much does your dog weigh?
Supplementary question, good.
Personally speaking, I'm just going to finish sentence. Is it weird that I always... take the news that the clocks have gone four by an hour really badly? So, is it weird? I understand why. Well, I say I understand why. I don't really understand why, but it's happening and it's fine.
Farm,
and we've all...
Farming.
And cows,
we,
isn't it?
We love these
cows.
Farmers.
I thought you meant like Sarah Jane has to sit you down and be sort of like, in the early hours of last night, I'm afraid we lost 2 a.m.
No, but you see, nobody does that. All that happens is suddenly it's brighter for longer at the end of the day. And on our hours, you just don't need that. In fact, it was the lovely man, Paul, who picks me up in the morning from my house and brings me to the studio and has done for many years. He turned around. He doesn't say much to me, Paul, bless him. He turned around and he went, you all right, boy? And I said, yeah, how you doing, Paul? And he went, you know, with the clocks going forwards and all that. And I went, I think I'm fine. And then he went, shush, you took it really badly last year.
Wow.
What did you do? It took weeks for you to get over it, boy. So, better year, better me. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to be better this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I sincerely hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well so far. Of course, for any newcomers, this means between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, you will not hear the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network. And we stop down momentarily for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's everybody's bonus tidbit today, Matt?
Well, the excellent Michael Spicer is back at it. The man from The Room Next Door and the excellent bits he's done over the years about the advertising of circuses in closed-down shop windows. Amazing. Now his observation is... just Americans on podcasts. Just talking without ever really saying anything.
Have you seen the thing that came out about the thing? Yeah. You mean about the guy that did the thing?
Yeah. It was totally...
Absolutely. It was just, oh my God.
Why do you think he did that?
I think
that?
It's like, you know how in a way you're like sort of like...
Yeah.
Like when you think, like you know that it's all.
Yeah.
You know what reminds me of? It reminds me of the first link we did the morning after the show where we won the Radio Academy Gold Award in 2022.
Yeah,
it's not like. I mean, wow. It's like. Oh my God.
Oh my
you know?
God.
That's right.
It goes on. I'll share the full 1:24.
Wow.
And that's when podcasters like, in America totally, just I mean, not saying anything it, like... on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That is it for your Tuesday morning for our first show back of this slightly shorter week. And what a show it has been. Thank you for tuning in and to those of you who have been joining in. Of course, the big thing I'm after at the moment as we embark on a brand new adventure together is to get a kid to break a Guinness World Record. But what should the record be? Let me know right now if you have any thoughts on that at 8:12:15 or davidabsoluteradio.co.uk. And that applies to adults thinking, wouldn't it be cool if a kid... my kid, this kid I know, broke this record. Or, of course, to all of you young people out there, if there's something that you are desperate to do and you would like to be able to walk around school as a record breaker, well, you can let me know on the same numbers, 81215, or email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, if you'd like to listen back to some of the suggestions we've had so far, well, they all live on in the Daily Podcast. But Matt, what shall we name it? You were on the soup eating Sophie.
That's your text typos that you keep doing, yeah?
Homemade Rasta bonnet, happy Rasta.
That was the latest one.
Happy Linda's Day.
Ah, that was the mystery person in the background of my first dance photo.
Now this is Awkward Turtle.
Like Anna Geary's new concept that she introduced to the team.
The farthest drive by a two-year-old.
A potential world record attempt. I'm not sure we should go with that one, though. Should we go with Happy Linda's Day?
Happy Linda's Day!
I think they're a new Lindisfarne tribute act playing live in a town near you soon.
That's the name of the pod. You can get it wherever you do your pod dealings. Right, Leona Graham's going to be up next on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia and the details you need to be potentially winning that £250,000 we would love to give away. Right, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So as always, until then, I urge you to stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.